and there are certain compensating forces that we are embarking upon, both with the National Department of Finance and the Auditor General of Finance. And we're hoping that once we come out of this, there will not be a peak of what we got last year. And Madam Chair, correct that the Parliament approved the unauthorized expenditure of the executive order to the Minister. The expropriation bill, I will not tell you that, is the condition of that. The other aspects, I just want to move quickly through some of the items which are not in the constitution, but they are not in the conduct. The amendment that relates to the professional body went through the policy issued by Congress. However, there are certain controversies around it. The department will have its own strategic workshop to see whether we go ahead or we go back and see what happens and whether the asset register, the asset of the plus minus 130,000 properties that are out there, there are two things that are physically verified in properties. In the report itself, if you look in terms of the title, you will see that it says the charge has been completed by the 31st of March 2009. However, this department will come back with a first quarter report for the period 1 year 2018. That around July, just to give you the trends of what's coming out of the department of those assets. But parallel to that process, the normal management of an asset is to continue. In other words, we're using the systems that we have. And that also covers the and the last one is also part of the asset register, but it's on the information asset management. Two key policies will be submitted to my minister very soon, hopefully also to our new bank of the key document. But obviously, because our integrity authority, we have none of them. A policy that we do address what honorable member balance. There are buildings out there that we may not be aware of. They have been vandalized and not of that. And that policy in a nutshell is trying to articulate to say, are there other alternative means of involving other sectors? And I'll give you an example. Not just a policy. For an example, if one manual of incorporated sees a building worth $3 million. Has been vacant for 5 years. And government has no plan for going to keep that building. But this person then comes, speaks to that building, even borrows money from the bank. There are two options for the business. Either to come back to the department and say, I fixed this building, and then office accommodation needs in this area. Transact with a particular department so that we can leave, so that we then thank that person for having that. That's one. Or, once it has been qualified, that person can fix the building and transact within the private sector loan. That policy was set there to this market, just to address that. And we're hoping it can go through that by then. The other document that I'm sharing, which also is going to be met on the people of the day, is on the disposal policy of government property. What kept us back in the past was the most best thing of life, driven by the Department of Land Affairs. However, they gave us a policy document that is not enough for us to import from that document what we want. That document is also going to the executive committee, which is that one of the minister, and then it will go to MINMET to see whether or not we can allow the people of you for them to see that by the end of quarter one. Thank you. And I'm saying, I'm not so sure how many members were at the meeting of March. But I will run quickly because this is a repeat for that presentation. The context of the presentation is a strategic plan. It's actually informed by SONA, Business and Legal, and then basically other programs of government. Then, also, what kind of finance is responding to that. The format of the presentation is just going to commit. Now, in terms of what run about that. Hoping they can include this back there, please include them. They believe that the priority project and that is the cabinet. And the high level of government politicians making two interventions to the government has been reformed. On the 25th of May, we need to bring the Parliament to think about budget vote and the ministry to be hopeful to include some of the achievements that we went through last year, in terms of last year. And what we hope for the future is very important. The high level discussion of the development programs in general. In line with a branch called Policy, Strategic Management Unit, and Monitoring Evaluation. This objective obviously is to provide us with that is a sort of growth and to develop the very policies that enable us to perform much better and ultimately to reduce that. The key performance areas there is what will inform us to have that positive contribution to our growth, development, and transformation of the capacity. Industry, also informed by the transfer tax where obviously we participate in the regulation of the construction and the property industry. We have told us that the data from time to time and their improvement, not in one time before, but from time to time we have promoted best practice in the management of state renewable assets and obviously the AMA, which is now an act. For us to ensure the accessibility of the obviously, the concern is there in terms of guidelines that are being finalized. I think a schedule was presented to the committee before in terms of those numbers themselves. Our contribution to the National Public Works Program and the Government Program of Action, and in that National Public Works Program, we have CPWC and other agencies undertake a series of research, serious state owners, as we we obligated from time to time to the R&D and promote the necessary growth, development, and safety of customer growth. The transformation of the property in the industry, our contribution to that sector, because the data model is there to create an enabling environment to promote sustainable, enabling enterprises in all property activities. I.e., in instances where certain people are excluded by professional bodies, governed by us, we then sort of facilitate that process to the CFP. The emerging enterprise, elected through pre-approved criteria, form part of that integration program. Work opportunities to be provided through the procedure. Madam Chair, in terms of our chairperson coming from the free state, when we launched our integrated program, implementation there of the Wednesday Farm House Workshop, the existing facility there that was provided through that program. Targets to this set take into account the baseline figures that we have in terms of our budget, the property activities include facilities management, lease, construction, leasing, and disposal. The quick win is to identify. Obviously, through the visits, the unit management process, the property services such as cleaning, lighting, the city programs to promote women and youth, and our dealers continue to improve the modern scenario in Barcelona. Disposal of under and underutilized buildings forming part of the APEC priority. We identified five APEC priorities, and one such is the rehabilitation of underutilized, unused. Misplaced buildings and create something out of them. What is the current use? What is the future use? What is the long-term use? Release of land for them to form a local housing in terms of a project model is qualified as a social development program. The department will target high level of participation of men, women, enterprises, individuals in this area to get close to having a target of 3,000. This is a snapshot on our lease portfolio. A year ago, this time around, we were 95% wide season vendors participating in that regard. We met opportunities in many landscape seasons. But if we had to be informed by the triple tier for the, what they call the charter driven by DTI, because in 14 years we never moved policies in that regard, the department, together with the provincial department of transport, is in that guided reports that we get by the number of leases expiring and whether when we do the renewal, we may qualify in terms of the previous project. The same report here is when we lost the city to another company that is also using called Enterprise Insurance. When in terms of the renewal criteria, they only qualify for 2 years, and they did not want 2 years, they wanted 5 or 10 years. And as such, they took us to court 3 years ago. And now they are coming back to the machine that they need to have. So we cannot just buy it to the head. Transformation of the construction industry. This one I will go to the National Development Program, geared by the Department of CIDD. The work in progress in that regard, and I do not want to worry a lot of transport. The regulation of the property sector continues in terms of recognizing the development in the property in the construction industry. The Department will conduct an entry meeting in this coming interview. Especially with regard to and the implications thereof in terms of the taking establishing the payment of prices in public work in line with the document that we recognized as an extra cabinet today, but we can only get prepared one strategy to that. Review of the Appropriation Act, the CBD apart from that. Conduct research on different pieces of legislation, whether they create an impediment in terms of our programs or the different legislation has been set in different spheres of government, boosting infrastructure development for all of us. Best practices and uniformity in the state to move over asset management. And implementing the development of the automated parallel development of sometimes we have the deadline to change, but it's justified a big provincial custodian to ensure state of readiness for implementation by showing the following asset register, testing of state land, asset capacity, and many other related programs. In terms of the National Public Works Program, the Department will conduct research to assess the current government initiatives that contributed to the principles of NPWC with recommendations on appropriate interventions and how those should be used with other public programs in the city of the county. Upon at least 10 intents during the year for this function, if not the overall number of intents in the department, that could be used in some other. The research unit established comprising all relevant units of the department to establish research agenda and coordinate all research and link that to the strategic units and the strategic territory. Based on these, a series of research will be allocated to different areas of intervention by the department and influencing sample programs. The releasing of publications on critical economic information about eight of the industries and how we also depend on the overall industrial the handyman branch is our shining star element of the CPWC, the expanded transport program. This objective obviously contributes towards the eradication of poverty through creation of work opportunities, some are temporary, some may be permanent, depending on the outcome of an individual's perception of the program. Income generation, youth development, sectors of the key performance areas, enhancing the program, internal capacity and performance. I will not worry on that. Key in terms of what should be done in the positive profile of the BWC. Enhancing the delivery of the BWC in terms of its delivery capacity and then implement the business model. Expanding and improving beneficiary self-sufficiency, expanding and improving beneficiary training, facilitating the implementation of the anti-structural transformation. If we are looked at or we are judged on the basis of the number of people we train, we are also judged on how we implement our anti-structural, of the number of individuals we train, how many often qualify to be on their own, to be adopted by the sector, either public or private. kind of being a long-term strategy of long-term stuff. Your personal agreement for long-term strategy. Just to move away from created employment, created opportunity towards employment, and translate that into enhance the internal disability to the outcomes that are there and the output for members to be reached and see their question for an ETF to have not only to of importance around the efficiency, effectiveness, and the impact of disability that we have to reduce the incentives that we are also impacting upon, and we have a deadline of June 5th and Mr. Kota to come up with a detailed program about that. Enhancing the level of disability in terms of KPA5, the municipal disability level capacity, is doing it, but there are certain gaps, there are certain hurdles that we are also looking at in terms of that. But of importance is that this one, Madam Chair, is also monitored regularly whenever we go to the room there in terms of those outcomes. Are those provincial targets met? And before we even consider whether or not they are met, the set targets are the aggregate, they are addressed of the one going to the provincial set. And there are new targets for the country. And they have to now be the program itself. And it goes on in terms of expanding and improving beneficiary self-sufficiency and involvement of the teachers and all of that. The implementation of the exit strategy approach, expanding tested in the document itself, and the standards are not clear in terms of that, how to do that. Analyzation of the midterm review approach on that, and this strategic review, formulating contact itself, and formulating the report. The review, Madam Chair, will tell you that we had a target for the past 5 years of 1.1 million jobs work opportunities created. As at the 31st of December, the figure stood at 954,000. We will not have the details for the figure in the 31st March until end of July. But if you look at the figure as at 30th of September, being at 864,000, and we then use that figure of an additional 100,000 for the 3 months, and we use it again here, we shall have met a 5-year target by the end of March, which means a year before that period. But however, in the midterm review, we have to say, yes, yes, ma'am. However, the issue here is that the number of members of society out there that should actually benefit from this program is 8.5 million. And if you take 8.5 million and you calculate 2 billion of the initial amount, you need about 10 billion to accommodate all of them. So that depends on how Treasury and members of Cabinet and Parliament will then say, double your effort. What you are able to achieve this in 5 years, achieve the following in the next 5 years. And that part will be informed by able help that we get from members of the community. It will touch on identified diversification of new areas, the environmental sector review, the health system staff, the jobs for growth, the CS are also interested in the evaluation of the infrastructure and the development, undertaken and the PCWC expansion commission identified. The other figures when members want to ask, we had the first, it's not captured in the presentation, but in this very financial year, we went back to the fifth stage in Hiddenberg, that is in Hiddenberg, to give certificates to a number of beneficiaries of this program. I'm not mistaken, somewhere, plus minus 100 members of the community benefits of the program. The asset management, the objective of that unit, the specific purpose is to ensure that renewable assets only and or utilized for delivery various government services yield functional, economic, social benefits to the state for improved design department comes to us and asks for this unit is obligated to do portfolio, what we call portfolio analysis and all investment analysis. And once they have carried out that function, they will be in a better position to indicate what would be the best model system. And the key performance area for that unit is to provide efficient and effective asset management, implementation of the YAMA, promoting DVD numbers, ensuring that while promoting DVD, seasoned enterprises are also accommodated in the new structure, supporting liquidity and participating in our CISA and CISA. And then the implementation plan for the turnaround structure. Means we have an asset. You have an asset that is only located in the social development sector or also in the economy hub. If located in the economy hub, there are certain cost implications and certain economic investments. And the turnaround strategy was used to address that aspect. It's brought up on the saving entity, the saving bank account that we call the same process. NIMS was approved by cabinet. It's valued in total 410 billion for all the assets, but our share to this one is 1.2 billion. And we do have a plan in terms of how we're going to participate in that process. To this end, cabinet approved it, and now they're tasking, and then Prime Minister has that tasking on the cabinet level. The implementation of the strategy, however, requires significant coordination in that process. They actually begin to say the 410. The 410 billion, where is it located, who has what responsibility, and how do we account for that, and how do we then take all of that to ensure that there is a proper way of monitoring and daily ed to the society of life. Infrastructure in the form of public buildings, roads, water, sewer systems, electricity and other services, support quality of life, and is the foundation of a healthy economy. To what extent, Madam Chair, I cannot be considered a doctor. This is going to be formally launched, hopefully before the we are the asset management plan of the YAMA to assess in relation to their performance, ability, condition, effect of condition of the delivery analysis. I will not bore you on this, because the act going through the act is that assets that are decommissioned in line with assessment recommendations, asset management has also completed the first set of its UN and embarked on the second phase. Guidelines for the HEMS will be completed by 30 July and the actual HEMS will be in place during this very financial year. In other words, this tells that around when we come back to the commission in the second quarter, we're not so sure when Parliament but we've been in a position to indicate what happened, you know, what level of turnout of the company. We're equally obligated, Madam Chair, to look at all government-owned buildings and all buildings which we do from the private sector and ask the question, are those buildings accessible to capital companies? We've set aside 63 million just to look at it and say, which are those buildings and there's a priority list that we develop waiting for the minister's approval, hopefully by end of this month, and then to be implemented. The old buildings will have to be prioritized, obviously, from the practice time and the control button. The rehabilitation of unutilized space buildings, I think there's a budget there of 90 million from the trading account to augment the already set transport and savings on the 5 so there's an amount, there's a shortfall there. Also the properties that will stimulate the economic development in the region and all that. So we're not going to go in really need. We're going to identify. The catch here is not to identify a building that has some kind of symbolic meaning and depict it and become the white elephant and then it's vandalized. It's not going to help us. In other words, we should look at current use and we should look at alternative use and begin to embark on that process. But it will also be complemented by the policy initiatives that we are taking. The energy efficiency, I will not bore you a lot in this, safe to say, is now being given a directive that all government buildings must be energy APN building where the minister is located in the district, minister at the time. When we moved into our building, and they are dark. When we opened the door, only then there's light. In other words, if there's no one that makes them door. And even if you are in the building, especially in the room, for a longer period, and this program is going ahead. We're participating in a task team headed by the Department of Mineral Energy and the Department of Public Health and the Conduct. So far, Madam Chair, we will be held accountable, especially by the media, for those buildings that are state-owned, occupied by departments, and are lit at night. We will be working at the department to model to ensure that there is an inspection of the unit, ensuring that we finally will implement the prioritization of capital and maintenance departments annually embarked on that prioritization. Obviously, we have used compiled and annual implementation program. Equally, developing policy and strategy for the maintenance, for maintenance to facilitate the development of maintenance training for every fiscal year. Madam Chair, we did report last year that in most instances, people look at creating new things, building of new infrastructure. Yes, you can create new infrastructure out of old infrastructure by ensuring the maintenance. Summarized below is a short-term prioritization criteria. Obviously, the statutory compliance, the station, the safety measures, the teaching, and the MTF prioritization is ahead of the criteria in terms of the role of the CWC project consolidated and further. The border control of H&M coordination committee aims to integrate, coordinate, plan, program, manage all digital infrastructure and ICT development of land, air, sea, the very sort of entities on behalf of numerous departments like HCR, South, Home Affairs, and Health, and Health, and Numerous. Just across the street here, we have come from South. At one point in time, the provincial government of the Western State Development Municipality, wanted ownership of that building for 10 the ICT, take care of ICT. And we were of the view that there are certain border control measures that we carry out in that building. And until that time, that we have opportunity to do it, it's very difficult for us to do that. Thanks to our transfer for further investigation. But it's not the time to start. Of course, we will be labeled as having only negative implication and economic development. The CWS has been mandated to chair the DCO committee. The budget allocation for this financial year is at almost half a billion. And they include the following in Bobo, Port of Entry, Colera, Swaziland, Belfast Head, and so on, and Botswana. The asset register enhancement, a more coordinated approach is implemented as touched on that one. The asset register enhancement as touched on that one. Phases 1 and 2 and say collection, research, verification, property information, as well as capturing of new and missing and verified. All of which, if you look at what we have on the desk itself, what we do not have is a physical verification of this project. That's what we call the project. And once we plug that there, we will also obviously, there's continuous identification of assets yet to be accounted for, either through members of public or the helpline that we should create a call to say this building belongs to government. But no one in this area seems to know who actually is supposed to manage that building. Condition survey, obviously, to track on the conditions of the assets that we own. Funds and manpower are being procured for investment in certain sites, improvement. And the completion exercise of those things to be further identified. Madam Chair, we are obligated to do evaluation of all buildings that we own or manage. In terms of telephone standards, the checking accounts, but the money as well. The valuation standards and methodology, for example, the three valuation standards, depreciated replacement cost. Of course, that is captured. If you look at PME requirements and what is recorded as a depreciation item in the way we report, we also have some consistency that is assessed. Income capitalization, competitiveness method, and the submission of the outside and external program. Purely to ensure that we need to be in the compliance of the system. This unit is on track with the completion of all residential portfolio and 6% remaining assets, having the current system. For this financial year, this is done in-house, but the budget allocation is for only in the financial year 2009. Land value proposition, 90% of the MOE is expected to sign statements at last time. Once the signing of all FLA is complete, that will be the sort of land value proposition. Then I say MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding. Service level agreement is an agreement that will support some form of commitment by parties, and that's why we have to make sure that. It has also has to be noted, however, that the capacity between the key account management units will need to be enhanced in order to handle the subsequent application. Of course, there will be hearing a lot of my voice. I will only do this slide and then thereafter allow my team to be at the capital and to take up to the other part of the show. There are about 5 more slides. The budget allocation for last year was 3.7 billion. For this year, it's 4.1 billion. Divided in terms of occupation, property management, changing of transfer, infrastructure, municipal aid, transfer payments to IED, CID, CDP, Aprima Board. So we have no transfer that we make it to IDP. The last service is administration is a total amount. I think this one, the reason why I would like the acting CFO to present is because we have with you a circulated document with this cover. In it, on page 3, it says page 2. There is a pie chart with the heading National Capital Act 2008-2009. We are very glad to indicate these figures because they differ slightly with what is captured here. But what is captured here is what has been confirmed by several departments. And we would rather ask members of the committee not to focus on these figures, but rather on the figures that are here. So that's what I'm saying. I will not take them through one by one. Capello will then take us through the budget allocation summary. Capello Mutin is our acting CFO.
Thank you, The program that the Director General has alluded to, I'm supported very much by the following numbers that we have on the screen at the moment. As we had said earlier, our budget for the 2007-2008, after the process of the adjustment appropriation, came to 3.7 billion rand. We see a growth in the MTF period in 2008-09. 4.1 billion rand, 4.7 billion rand in the middle year, and 5.1 billion rand in the outer year. There is a steady growth in all of the four programs of the department being administrated. Provision of land and accommodation, national public works program, as well as auxiliary and associated services. Over the MTF program, the budget of the administration program rises by an average of 9.2%, mainly as a result of the departmental allocation costs as well as additional allocation for competition. In program 2, over the MTEP throughout the budget of this program, rises by an average of 11% as a result of the growth in allocation for provincial forfeiture rate that has money from soldiers as well as the augmentation of...
Which document are we now with?
Program 3, which is the National Public Works Program, the budget of Program 3 grows by an average of 19.1% over the MTEP period, owing mainly to the sizable increases in the budget of the expanded public works program, which grows by 30 million rand in the first year of the MTEP period, 50 million rand in the second year, and 80 million rand in the outer year. Auxiliary and Associated Services Program rises by a modest 5.9%, mainly to cater for inflation, from 25.9 million rand in the first year to 28.9 million rand in the next year. In terms of analyzing our budget, in terms of economic classification, you will see that in the 2007-08 financial year, for current payments, we have basically payments that we utilize to run the department. We had the 1.4 billion rand budget, which goes to about 2 in the 2010-11 financial year. In total, in the 2008-09 to 2010-11, the budget of the department is the biggest growth in capital expenditure, in line with the broader government program of intensification of infrastructure development. We see only 11% growth in current payments, 9% in transferred subsidies, and a 14% increase in payments for capital assets over the infrastructure. The major infrastructure allocations that we thought we should highlight to the committee are the following. Over and above the numbers that the DG alluded to in his presentation, which is part of the presentation on the DCOCC. Jointly, the DCOCC and public works infrastructure budget over the MTEP period look at 1 billion rand for 2008-09, 1.2 for 9-10, and 1.3 billion rand for 10-11. This is a budget that includes both public works and other departments that make a contribution to the running of the Border Control Operational Coordinating Committee. The DCOCC funds are utilized to improve water post facilities, in part to facilitate the preparation for the 2009 FIFA Confederation Cup as well as the 2010 FIFA World Cup. The major infrastructure allocations continue. The number of assets which will be acquired or upgraded for the Khalkhal Final Project, which aims to keep national government head office within the United States. These assets include the HCC building, the OCC building, as well as Active Bank building for DPI. Around a billion rand over the MTEP period will be spent on the upgrading, maintenance, and improvement of the local assets. Thank you.
I think on my way down here, in the train, I should have deleted an important thing on the status of our HR. It should have been here, unfortunately, it's not there. However, what we did was just to quickly speculate 4 pages. And the 4 pages basically just look at our employment equity status for the department in terms of African, Indian, colored, and white men, and the levels 18 to 15 on the first page. The age composition is very important, Madam Chair. And just to confirm that I'm above 44. I know this is going to be 229, but I'm not very far from. And then time we had a vacancy rate of 982 vacancies. And the committee asked us to go back and ensure that we improve on that. So from 982, we are sitting at 749. However, we advertised all 932 positions. And we filled, I think, about 92% of those. Now, mathematical analysis means it means 932 minus 749 means we were only able to receive 150 from outside of our department. The rest, 7 were promotions within the department. As a moral booster only, but not a good state in terms of ability. In other words, the people who are shortlisted and appointed are people who are located within the department of faculty. So what it does then is the person moves from deputy director to the director level, but keep creating the vacancy at that level. So we will again be advertising all of those positions that are vacant. However, we were also reminded at a later stage by Treasury, for some reason, that we may be going over the budget. You never understand. If you have a vacant funded post, you just advertise and keep. But if you do it vigorously, there comes a point when Treasury will call and say, guys, just blow it a bit. Equally so, Cabinet, in its Cabinet Nakota of General, directed all departments to ensure that all positions of SMM from director upwards must be completely filled by the 30th of June. I do not have the figures, but we're doing our best to ensure that we comply. Minister clearly committed and the DG committed to ensure that we perhaps later, madam, if members are going to ask us the exact numbers, we can provide them. Madam Chair, come on to your Kaspoana, given this is your phenomenon.
I go to the last section of the employees. How many Cubans that we employ? And are they first permanently employed? And what sort of qualifications are they? Madam Chair, that's not necessary at this stage. We just want to find out how many of them are here, how long are they going to be here, and what are they costing? Apparently, we have employed a number of Cubans. I would like to know for how long are we going to employ them? Why did we bring them? If we could have pulled it locally. It seems to me also now we are just 50 people cut from one position to a higher position. Are we making sure we are getting the qualified people? Because there are other questions I would then to find out. Are we trying to get our people trained to higher qualifications? So let's first answer that question. How many students have we got here? For how long are we going to be here?
Well, there's more than one question now. Let me let this in. On the issues of training, I realized that your training template. Actually, I realized that you have something like this. We'll come to that question. But on this one of specific areas, I'm going to leave it to your discretion whether the figures are available now then the second question, well, I'm not so sure whether is that the factual phase that you are saying was shifted to upward, or is it the phase of testing whether that factual is being deployed as SMS the matter was qualified as per the policy of government, because there's a specific requirement in terms of who qualifies for the whole. I'm suspecting that the information that you are just pushing people up, and I would love to start the argument that the information is actually is also interact. Let me find out what the first thing was to do with the problem of the Mai, the Mado,
for this moment, I want to add on questions around human resources as well for the research response, response in one time. At some stage in the department, there was a realization that there's an aging skills in the department, that people that are there are aging, and that that transfer of skills seem not to be taking place as it is supposed to be. I would want the DG to assist. I know that we've asked that some time ago, and we would think by now those concerns have been addressed, that people that are there perhaps were actually retiring or about to retire, and they got very, skills that are so necessary to the department. I want to check how have we addressed that over this period. The second one, Chair, is the issue that the DG mentioned, which he did mention to us as well in March and the workshop, the 932 and the 747. My question then is, well done, people have been promoted, which means the skills that are there have been upgraded, to another level. What have we done with the spaces that they have left? Because if they came from the department, it means then those vacancies now, there are vacancies at that level where they have left. What is the target of filling that, and perhaps what program do we have to fill those positions? Because it means then we need to be recruiting people to fill in those positions.
Thank you,
Chairman. Thank you,
Chairman. On some not active,
thank you, Chair. The song is the last song of the presentation. I have one that. My second question for. No, we haven't. Yeah, all from the presentation. No, I just want to see the main presentation in the last two documents. I have objected in the past to the racial classification in the absence of population registration act in the absence of apartheid. I don't know how the department determines which color and which African in this country. I seriously object to this. The other thing I want to ask the issue is the 411 million. Over what period is that allocation? Do we have a skills audit to determine whether we have skills to use for that last amount of money? wonder whether we have discussed the possibility of allowing every department to be responsible for upgrading their own buildings for their own buildings.
But what I want to deal with is just two things. One is the issue of the HR. This year has indicated that there were 10 interns which they were intending to employ to kick in this year. They're only for that 22 units, whatever. The question is how many will be there in the other units? Because maybe we are dealing with the budget here, we must get one. You must know what we are dealing with so that we can be able to share whether we are going forward or backward. Why am I so interested in that? Because really, you want to create a development that is in South Africa. So in order to do that, you must really improve the skills within the public credit itself. And if we can have that information, we can mitigate whether we still need skills or not. Whatever. So if you don't have those skills, we have to import them in the start. So, but if you don't have that template, where we are going to, with much of the problem. And then the second one will be the issue of the, I see on slide number, on page 12, the other department, fiscal allocation, agriculture, whatever, is there. But what I don't see is Parliament itself. How is Parliament regarded? Is it a department? Or is regarded as a sideshow. Why do I say that? It's because there are certain situations in which have come out. I can take, for example, Masabandum has had a problem, saving Bakelito. So we don't know what type of security issues we put up by the Department of Public Works. And then, when you come into this people's department, in particular, with relation to Parliament again, I see that with other departments are going to have what is known as the service level agreement. I don't know whether they're having it with Parliament. Why I'm asking that? Because I'm interested in the learner transport itself. I know that certain learners were being transported at 6 in the morning from their past to school, whereas their school starts at 8 o'clock. And then, but when you look further down there, you can see that it was not only transporting learners, instead it was transporting also others. What? Is there any sense in the agreement with Parliament to address that? And then when coming to the other issue, I read it, I think it was 2007, during the start of 2007. I said this, when you transport the learner from the past to school, right? In the home, the parents are in charge. But immediately the learner leaves the home, goes into the transport provided by the department. We expect that transport owner to be in local currency, to be in charge of the child. The welfare and the security of the child is with that person. So what I'd like to raise is, are these people who are transporting the learner, are they really qualified to do that? Are they trained to deal with children? Because we have a situation where some of the children what is that along the way when they're being transported from one country? So does the department have any service level agreement with Parliament itself? And then the other issue I want to know. No, I'm not. That's why I'm asking about the service level agreement between the public works and Parliament. Because the service is provided by public works to Parliament. It's the first one, it's the first one, based in 2007. What is happening now?
Yes. Yes.
in fact, before, along my life, I think this thing is serious. If we cannot take care of our children, the future just cannot, you know, how do you take care of them? And then the other issue, the last one, but not the least, will be the issue completely. What is the second way? There's the digital age, the issue of the transformation of the list for students. You spoke about the transformation. You are not sure how much they move. I think that they would, we need specific. We cannot have a thing that we don't know where we are. I think that in the project we need specific. Because this is the area of business and media. We must see that transformation.
Micromanagement. Because people can say,
citizens then employ people for you to be able to provide a better service. And when you do so, you say, by why this one? That's micromanagement. It means you want to determine who you must actually hire or take services off to do a particular task. And if you submit to this, we as the legislature, we will take your responsibility of making sure that you put a principle, a policy, and a reasonable way to be able to achieve what you do. Now, teach you find yourself in to explain why not employ the South African and why you employ the chief to them. But our issue has been, were you able to maximize your delivery? Because our as politicians, the political question, what is the level of your service in relation to what you oversee when you are before? I think in future, we'll have to look at the type of questions we ask and how will they assist our oversight.
Madam Chair, I ask this question specifically because this department runs an expanded public works program whereby it is supposed to be training people to do a certain job, training South Africans to do a certain job. And if you are now changing the rules of this committee, that you're going to decide what sort of questions we are sending, then we don't have to have the speaking. Because the question is, are we employing people and are we training our own people to come up to that standard that we want in this department, in any department? And that's why I'm asking the question. Why did we have to go to Cuba? Why did we, over the last number of years, not realize there's a shortage of certain qualified people, technical people, and make provision for them? I have taken this committee and I said it once, more than once before, if it goes to local government and local government finds that they have a shortage of engineers, they make bursaries available. They make bursaries available. And therefore, if we do not have this staff to do our technical jobs, we should have come up with some other solution. After 13 years, we should have now said there are a number of people who are sitting in universities now being trained to come and do the job. They've got a bursary from the Department of Public Works. They will have to come and work for Public Works for the next 5 years or next 3 years to redeem that bursary that we've given. And that's the way to solve your problem. So don't let time and find other solutions that the ANC couldn't find. Madam Chair, I'm asking a question to the department, not to you. You're not capable of answering that question.
Honourable member, you are going to respect me as a chair, point number one. Two, you are going to allow me to respond to what you said, what you have allowed me to do.
Yes.
And I think what is a democratic system. The patient is not
going to be.
And I'm going to respond to the issue of your mind for what you have done. And this is your point. Honourable member, what I need to take you to, I'm not going to talk to you from asking whatever question. But I'm going to take you to the truth from both sides of our mouth. Because in this meeting, I have heard from the members, especially on my lecture, think of how much the government employs in capability. When government trains, it's referred to as taking people without capacity. This is something that I've heard so many times in this meeting, first time, that was taking into, this is the one who this morning asked a question of that was pushing people out without skills. And I responded by saying that I was looking at the template, right? This is the document that was provided by this department at the workshop. I was looking at that, I read that document, one of them, I think, here in Kofa, on this morning. It shows on the template of how much this department is spent on planning, on training, including the document that was presented by Africa. I have read this document. That's why I was able to respond to the immediate effect of that question, because I looked at the trend, actually, of your training, that as
The other questions which I will quickly answer before I allow another member is on the sexual shift of people upwards, whether we just hiring people. In the last 14 years, Black South Africans have now become academically correct, very experienced, and we choose from highly experienced and qualified individuals. The issue of empowerment is not discussed, not in public, but that's elsewhere. The issue of HR in the department still seem not to take place in terms of the transfer of that skill. The skills transfer by memory to the
The
total that I have is about 200, and if you look at 291 people, 60 to 64, we have 291. And I think the concern is that and the 504 in terms of that. The department is working out the model. The figures I give you is based on an HR plan that must be set for the minister. And it has to be approved by the minister. I did not give you the other details. And it incorporates that. And then like I said, it is really to get about that. But there's an HR plan to that kind. The rule in the department in terms of filling up positions, in terms of the 982, the chairperson, the 183, what has been filled now in terms of that. And the rule in the department is that if I resign today, HR is given a directive the next day
to ask them to fill that position. However, I did indicate there was a concern by Treasury in certain instances that we do not go ahead in the filling of this position because we're still looking at your finances, what they are, and things like that. If there is no hurdle in that regard, we advertise immediately. And then perhaps we'll provide details in future in terms of how that will look for this financial year. But in that strategic document as well, we will do our best to go and try and employ people from outside, but not compromising those who deserve the promotion. IDT, why it was not mentioned, it worked on a 2 billion grant given to it by government 10 years ago, and the interest they earn, they use to fund their overheads and other programs. And it is not, it's not funded directly. Racial classification is DPSA format. Therapy sorry. Why colored, why African, it's a format by the Department of Public Safety. And I think that's the question. We operate in terms of that side. 400 people.
On the left, the
left
side of the program, there is a
Madam Chair, could I suggest that your committee rather takes a decision that this is part of their oversight function, that we do not want to see this kind of thing, because nowhere do we make list procurement. And if we can wait for great to list South Africans, why not list humans as well? And I think the committee must now take a decision. The Constitution does not allow this kind of reporting. And therefore we need to do
that.
I'm making a suggestion for you. You're leaving it in the air, Madam Chair, with all respect. If the committee wants to do something, then let's get it onto our agenda. Let's have a look at it next week. I'm making a proposal that this committee puts it on its agenda for the next week.
Okay, I'm sorry for the disruption of the
interview.
But let's just wrap up on this later. Because that for dinner to change. Honorable member, there's a suggestion on the table. Do you want to discuss the other people? Given the time program, what will happen?
Come the chapter, please. I think it's a first day in this today that we come here and try to wrap up this. Because if you can look at the founding constitution of public democracy, it is very clear that there are certain groups of people who must get separation treatment because of the maltreatment of the public. So that's why the Department of Public Safety is here particularly. So I don't think that we can come now yet and say that the department must never report in the format of the reporting. Because in order for us to know that we are moving forward, we must know where we are coming from. Take for example, I can make an example here. There are a lot of people, and information was made here that ANC, the department cannot go and import people from Cuba for what the ANC has sent to do in the past 10 years. Therefore, it's an information that nothing has been happening. Come to the secretary, you know very well that we have the professional conference. When we look at the professional conference themselves, you can see that they are really white. The reason why they are really white is because the system favors them in the past. You can go to the institutions of life, outside the university, you see their admission policies, how the historical universities were excluded. And then as the ANC was trying to rectify that situation, some of the more advanced
advantage, historical advantage to them, yeah, in the past, just like in the discussion, started eliminating one group and giving it to the historical advantage for it. So that there any quality in there. You cannot think that we can come and pretend as if it's a vote for Kosovo. Okay. I don't think that this is a Kosovo committee where this is discussed. If there's an issue ready, there's this committee which deals with the amendment to the Constitution. I think that if you are going to deny the existence of historical disadvantage people, even though actually the Constitution is there. So I think that that matter must return to the Constitutional Review Committee. We have that committee, which I think you must go to. It's not possible. I don't think that in this committee, because it can be able to do that. Thank you.
I don't have nothing to discuss with you, and I have this conversation. I'm just objecting. And this is not the first time I'm objecting. This clarification is unconstitutional. It is unconstitutional. And as a people group, we strongly object to this classification of the four colors. And that is my objection. I don't want to have long discussions here in this conversation. I'm using my right to object to
the 1.2 billion, because we have to participate. The rest is
coordination at that.
Yeah.
And then I have Tati, Mandra, you will then take on the parliamentary issue and the prestige budget. And then there's the transportation one as well. And then the children, I think, is at work. Okay. And then the expropriation, the capacity to administer the mock-up expropriation, the CEO will touch on that one. Thank you. And that's all I can. For that is it.
The correct terminology for this money which we keep on referring to is the public sector infrastructure expenditure. Now the details of this money are available in the budget review of 2008, chapter 3 of fiscal policy, pages 43 to 44 from National Treasury. Now the number of 110 billion has come from the medium term budget policy statement that we are from Mr. Mann. That number has been simplified. It is now sitting at 568 billion, simply because of evidence. So I've given a reference to the certain information. As to what year does it pertain to, 159 billion, 0809, 198 billion, 0910, 211 billion, 2010, 2011. I hope that this is the message.
Thank you, DG, Madam Chairperson. On the matter of firstly, two questions. On the matter of learners, neither ourselves as a department nor our region has employed learners that are working in Parliament. Those learners are actually employed by Parliament. And second, on the matter of speech matters, we, in terms of the Parliament.
I hope they made a mistake somewhere. I'm going to ask you to go slowly and look at the thing that they did. Because they left their business. So let's look at that.
Maybe let me repeat what I said so that if members of parliament would like to get further clarification, they can do that. But maybe let me repeat and then finish my report. I was saying that as a department, we have not employed learners to work in Parliament. There are people like who are working for MPs. That's a different picture. But in terms of interns employed by us, those people are not in our record. And there could be those interns who will provide transport. That's a different feature. And if the suggestion is that they are discrepant in terms of time management and so forth, that's an issue that we can be taking.
Okay, it's a very
the children of the MPs, the children of the MPs who moved from the Barat part to the Barat school, of which, according to the previous level, I think that one.
Okay.
Maybe this is, I don't know,
because this used to be one of the things. That's something I've got to answer. There is a part where the department has been asked to ensure that in future, the driver of the community carrying children of members of parliament must clearly understand that he's the parent at that place and take good care of that. That part we look at and try to improve on that one. And for whatever that happened in the past, and if it's a mistake on our part, we sincerely apologize. And we'll look at a new way of ensuring that we manage it in a manner that we don't just take people. In other words, there's making of the driver. Ensure that he's a responsible person, knowledgeable about certain things and all of that. We will look at that as soon as possible. That's what I'm saying.
The second question.
So that she actually has to. Now, what's the honorable member is referring to? Where was what may be, what we will do, we'll separate it into that aspect when we do the policy presentation. Because then, the policy members out of their own experience, they can be but it can be better if you consolidate submission, maybe, if we don't separately, we get rid of the white one, because if we take our submission and the submission to the parameter board, so that we get feedback on the overall approach.
Thanks, Chair. I think that is acceptable. The second last question was on the matter of transport and accommodation. You will remember, Chair, that in terms of the Parliamentary Village Board Act, the Department of Public Works is obliged to provide and or subsidize both accommodation and transport to both members of Parliament and sessional officials. So that is an obligation from the Department. Why we do that? Because if the members of Parliament were to pay transport by themselves, it becomes a taxable benefit. That is why it is our obligation.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you.
Just one to respond to the question of the expropriation of people. As we speak now, we do have an existing expropriation which is undergoing total overhaul. We have a capacity to admit that and in terms of the reason that we have in the issue. So the response to the question which was raised is that indeed, as the expropriation bill comes to the end, we still have good capacity to deliver that to our
Madam Chair, the efficiency of our building, it's not good enough to just switch off the lights in the building. The major consumer of energy in our buildings are normally the air conditioning and the heating system, and then also the diesels. I cannot understand why we put so many diesels into our buildings. Because nobody baths in this building, nobody comes here to shower in this building, but yet we have these diesels in these buildings. People only wash their hands in the toilet. And why people often want to wear warm water is something that I can also not understand. Since I was a little boy, I had to wash my hands in cold water, and it's worthwhile. But I want to suggest to the department that there are new meters on the market, energy meters on the market, which has got a system to it that you can, by telephone, switch off the geyser, switch off the air conditioning, etc. And we should now look at these kind of things. It's modern technology. It's an easy way to control a whole village. I was wondering how many diesels were switched off in the 2 months period that we were not here in a stage of life and other of the colonies. I'm sure many of those diesels were operating whilst there were no members of parliament in the village. And therefore, we need to look at this. If we're going to have to treat global warming, we must start with our own department, our own government, to address that. Therefore, I want to say efficiency, energy efficiency of our building needs to be looked at. This parliamentary building, the windows of this building, of our building, are just not meant for modern technology. You cannot have an air conditioner running when people open up windows in the traffic, then you are heating the atmosphere outside. So there's a number of things we need to look at when we are talking about energy efficient buildings. And if we want to stay in the remaining those buildings, then I would say the department needs to address it. I don't care what I mean. The comment was made about the 20 upgrading of the government buildings in that particular city. That's not the only place where we have buildings that belong to the administration. We have a courthouse virtually in every district. And if those buildings are not upgraded, we should not be looking only at Victoria. Victoria is the
to me some place far away from where I live. And the average town and city has got a courthouse, a police station, there's prison, there are hospitals. We need to have brains all around the country, not just Australia. And I'm sure about this. I want to come back to a document that we've been handed this morning on the field. Public Works, Budget Fund. Okay, page number 3. I want to see the document. It's headed for budget. And then in the first paragraph, we're saying 57 crew and technical experts in engineering and built environment was enforced. And it will grow over the medium term expenditure framework period to 266 technical experts. You got it, Matt?
No.
Now, 57 Cubans, and we're going to grow them to 266. After 13 years, we are still not considering trying to get South Africans, train them, and get them into our technical department. So I don't buy this issue, man, that we have an expanded public works program that we are trying to raise the level of expertise and put skills into people at a lower income level or at a lower educational level, but we are going to continue with the medium-term expenditure framework for technical experts to grow them from 57 to 256. There must be some way whereby this department should address it so that we can say, there's a diversity scheme available for them. We want our own people to be graduating in these schools and get the job. Can the department explain to me why they want to grow it from 57 to 256? Why are we that? I don't mind importing motor cars or harvesting, farming equipment, but to import labor, it's just the wrong thing.
In Cuban, in 22 years.
I don't care where they come from, if they come from the Netherlands, I say let's grow our own technical.
Yeah,
it's here in our report. You need to address it. Madam Chair, I come to this meeting prepared. That's why I'm giving you the document that you see. I'm saying to you, let's take it up. You've asked me whether there were any questions. I said yes, I've got a question.
I think this issue of the children, it is not even the first time you raise it. And I think it has been responded to quite a number of times. You know, sir, here we are talking with the leader that was caused by the government you were leading for so many years. And the fact that we are South Africans and we are so patriotic, we wanted to use the South African skills. But if South Africans themselves think that they are so better, they don't want to impart this, but we do, because we have to empower our people. Then it means we've got to go to those people who can assist us, so that we are able actually to have, you know, the generation of this country earning those skills and actually participating. I think we are not going to be apologetic as this government in actually recruiting in order, because this department is saying there is monitoring taking place, that those people impart those skills. Because over and over, Mr. Blanton himself, in one of the meetings when I first attended the
he was saying this department has improved, has done so much better because public work was one of the stumbles previously as this department, the previous government. And all what has happened now is that slowly and slowly we are moving, but we need these skills. And when we are reported that the skills are depleting, those that are aging are not impacting. Therefore, sir, I think as this committee needs to endorse what the department is doing. But they must from time to time inform us that those ones are being, transferred those skills. Sir, I want to come to the issue of the bill on the CPE. You know why we must have this bill? It is precisely because there are people who do not want to actually recognize the skills of black people. Tell me, D.C., when are we bringing that legislation? I cannot stand this because, you know, the thing we have heard that happened there is that black people who are educated and are not recognized by that because they come from those universities that are not recognized by certain people in this country. So if Mr. Blantyre wants us to address this thing, he must start with that CPE and actually deal with that.
Madam Chair, on a point of order, I'm asking a question
chairperson, the chairperson for the directorship of the industry team, but in particular for the corporate record, as it was raised by a member of Amzamai, is that the notification record has been appreciated. This question is appreciated the attempt to be made by the department. In particular, in trying to secure the skills which are there. And then as the chief operating officer indicated here, that because of the ESCOM issue, the capital budget has been increased up to 557 million. If it with that, with the issue of the power station, we don't have skills in South Africa for engineers to go through that. We still have to go to Russia and France. To get those skills here. I don't think that when our government goes and secure those skills, we must be continuing. What must we feel appreciate that the difference is made? In particular, when coming to the students from the Jefferson, those people, they never spend their lives or limbs so that we can be liberated. I think that it is good that they are here. We appreciate what you've done from the past. As I said, that what we are watching, like an eagle view, is the issue of the imparting of the skills. So that as they come and when they get out, we must see the difference. Because what the people have changed right now, that in Australia, I was looking at this immigration issue that we met. About 1.5 million South Africans are in London, each of London alone. And then those people are having high skills, or class, engineers, whatever it might be. So we must also take sure why we live in the global development. We can prepare skills that get taken away. We must also push skills so that we can make our give our best.
Thank you very much. There are just two questions which I would like to answer. The one is that the automatic switch off I referred to, in instances where you have individual air conditioners, in other words, an air conditioner linked to a particular office, it will automatically switch off. What we're working on is in an instance where you have a centralized air conditioner, and that one we still work on. That team is also looking at the leaders. Where are those leaders needed? And if they are not needed, then it's going to have to switch off. But there are instances where really certain areas or certain departments don't need a leader. Because it's not an office where someone is going to freshen up, just a leader used just to wash hands. And then the model that is going to be the RKTC, in terms of our strategic plan, we're working on a rollout. The reason it was in Swan is because most departments are located in Swan. And that is why it was restricted to Swan. But now we're rolling down, and there are good things we think or ideas to share. For an example, towns which used to be vibrant back in the day, we also find to identify the issue. Whether it is the Umtata, it is the Olokwani, or Orange B, Orange in the Free State, Orange B as well, all of those, we will be looking at them. And what I'm saying, we are saying, if there is a demand for office space in those towns, we are obligated to go and try and design things and do also the resources. There's also a function that we can develop. The documents I will exhaust. I will not. Sir, I think on the issue of Cubans, it's really exhausted. But just on the free state method that you said, in terms of companies or professionals going out, and also the sweet and the chest block is that when they come back, they don't come back as funded or as incorporated. It is Morocco incorporated. That Morocco is used to actually win tenders. But in fact, Morocco has only 2% ownership in that company. Then I was asking that perhaps we provide finer details and allow the committee to interrogate. And you will see for yourself the trend, the scenario, and why we need a necessary. Chair, with those words, I now humbly ask the committee to approve our budget. Why don't we wait for the information to come back to the information? I think we were supposed to.
for this subject, I think at some point we also need a presentation to the parents. Because if I have the issue of kin and kinship and jubilation, and to also come up with the issue of the other one, I think we need a presentation on each topic.
Can I just ask that the issues that you mentioned with IMO, can we link with the other reports, the aspect, the verification of assets and everything, and then we will let it generate it and sort of clarify the fact that
you
mentioned?
I don't remember. Who she gave it to. She said the label of the country to me too. Now, I don't have phone letters for the office. I only have this letter I wrote today. I wanted to declare in front of all the people of the department, the full view of the department. This is the only letter for the official I have. And I'm interested also to know that this training is not going to approve, which is your right. And I'm interested to the reason. And I'm saying, yes, I have resolved the matter yet before it goes to the chairman. If you can just know why you think we should just approve the budget of the paper. Before we go to the forecast television, so
Madam Chair, you and I have spoken enough.
But you didn't tell me what are the problems with the budget for some members.
You will have to live with it, Madam Chair. We reserve the right to
share. Yes, I know.
Madam Chair, please, you are prolonging the agony of the rest of your committee, and you are the cause of it.
So if I am the one who is not approving the budget, I want to apologize for the budget. The budget is about the department, not about me.
Yes.
Now I want to understand what is the problem with the budget so that we can tie and resolve this budget and the department goes.
Is that what we've got from here?
This is a metaphorical question. I have it from here. So
So, I'm not understanding. So,